This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, date of birth 3/10 of 1947. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Fisher with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 8th of 2021. He is feeling very well. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. Apparently, Trulicity wasn't working very well for him, so he is now on Lantus insulin. And he's believing that that is going to help his blood sugar, hopefully, much better than the Trulicity did. He does have a permanent pacemaker and sees his cardiologist on a regular basis. He has much less wheezing with exertion, and his cardiologist told him he should be exercising and walking regularly, and that seems to have helped the shortness of breath and wheezing he was experiencing. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations. His breathing is much easier. No wheezing, cough, or sputum production. No bowel changes, blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, maximum dose of 20 milligram, one twice a day. He's also on albuterol inhaler, and that has also helped the wheezing. He does use that periodically with exercise. Physical exam, weight is 175 pounds, pulse 89, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, and blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cough is 122 over 60. No JVD or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 13th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.44. Estimated GFR is 27. His sodium 138, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 9, albumin 4, and hemoglobin is 10.6 with normal white count and normal platelets, and phosphorus is 4.2. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no evidence of fluid overload, no pericarditis. Hypertension is well controlled, and diabetic nephropathy with excellent glucose control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.